Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Shalom Daf Lamed. We are talking about the eighth line with the word the Ispalgun and Vilsur's Daf. It's a couple lines into Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyos. I think Mars says the Ispalgun and the Dalad really should be dropped because we're not connecting ourselves to what we were talking about previously. It's just Ispalgun. There's Machloikes. We were talking about Maaser Ketores, so we have something else about the Ketores. Pitma B'Chulin. Let's say the Ketores was blended. The whole mixture of Ketores was made in a state of Chulin, which means it wasn't made in a Kli Sharis. It was just done in a regular Kli of Chulin. So Chanina Amar Psula, that it's possible, whereas Rabbi Shuv and Levi Amar, he says Ksher, it's kosher. Now, my time is Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. What's Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's source for this? The answer is the Pasuk says, Kodesh he, it is Kodesh. What do we learn from here? Shetei Havyasa B'Kodesh, that it's Havaya, that it's coming to being, has to be in a state of Kedusha, which means when it's being blended from the offset at the beginning of its becoming Ketairas, it has to be done in a Klishares, in a state of Kedusha. Now, my time is Rabbi Shuv and Levi. What about Rabbi Shuv and Levi? The answer is Kodesh he. What does the Pasuk tell us? Shetei Ba Mitrumas Halishka. It just means that the Ketairas, meaning all the ingredients for the Ketores have to come from Trumas Halishka money, meaning they're purchased with this Kadesh money, but not when they're all blended together, they have to be in the state of Kedusha. Now, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabboni tells us, Asa Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina kishmuel, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi kribi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina holds like Shmuel, and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi holds like Rabbi Yechanan. The Tanu, we have a mission that says, Hamakdish Nechasov, let's say a person is Makdish all of his Nechasim. He consecrates all of his Nechasim to the Beis HaMikdash, Vahayu behen Dvarim Ru'uyin le Karban HaSibur, and there are certain things in his Nechasim that are right to be Karban HaSibur. Now, on this, we have Machlekes, what exactly these words mean? What does that mean that he has things that are roi for Karbanos Tzibur? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says Ketores. This referring to Ketores. We see from here that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a private individual can own Ketores. The only way that could be, we're assuming right now, is if Ketores is able to be made in a state of Chulin, it could be made in non-Kadesh vessels, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Levi is saying, is that if Ketores is made in a state of Chulin, it's kosher. However, Amar Rabbi Shai says, not necessarily Raya, Tifter we could explain, but and Michel Beis Avtinos, that this person who is Makdish, all of his Nechasim, was a craftsman from Beis Avtinos family, who was the family that was in charge of making the Ketores, that as we discussed yesterday from the Mishnah, that they would receive their schar with the extra Ketores, the one that was left over from last year, and therefore, even though while it was at this Uman of Beis Avtinos, it's considered non-Kadosh, because as we discussed at length, its Kedusha was mechol onto other money, at the end of the day, when it was made in the beginning, it was done in a Kli Sharis, so that's not necessarily Rayon. Now we go on to the next Shita, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Kishmuel, how do we know Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds like Shmuel, the Amr of Huna B'Shem Shmuel. Rav Huna says B'Shem Shmuel, Laman Amr Beis on top, Machteshes, the mortar, which is the kli that the spices of the Ketores were placed into and crushed in, Asu Oysa Kechle Shars L'Kodesh, they made it as a clay shars for Kodesh, meaning they treated it as a holy vessel. Mainly we see Shita Shmuel is that the Ketores had to be made in a state of Kedusha. Now we have a question on this. Amr B'Yos Rabban, Amr of Chona, Kumi Rav Yosi, Davar Shakadesh B'Kli Shars Nefte, something that was sanctified in a Kli Shars, it's able to be redeemed. If the Ketores had to be Nikdash in a Kli Sharis, how could it be redeemed? And we know that it is able to be, as we learned in the Mishnah, the Moisek Ketores, whatever was left over at the end of the year, was able to be redeemed in order to be purchased with the new Shkalim. Amalei responded to him, Vloy de Shmuel, isn't the Shita Shmuel? The Shmuel Amr, Shmuel himself holds, Kal Huba Moisar, that we're Makel with Moisar, you're right. Usually something that's Kedusha is a guf, and we sanctify it in a Kli Sharis, cannot be redeemed, just Stam. But specifically, when we're talking about the Moisar, that which was left over at the end of the year, and we want to be able to repurchase it with the new Shkalim, so then Shmuel's Makel, that we are able to redeem it. And how do we know this? Despite we have machlokes, hoisiru tamidin. Let's say at the end of the year, we have some animals that were designated as korbanos tamid that were left over. They were purchased with the shkalim from this past year, and now it's a brand new year, so we have to buy new korbanos tamidin with new shkalim. And here we have perfectly fine animals that were already designated as a korban tamid, but they can't be used this year because they were purchased with last year's shkalim. What are we supposed to do with them? Shmuel Amar, he says, niftin kitamimin. They could be redeemed just regular, plain, whole, unblemished with no problems. Whereas Rabbi Yechon argues and says that no, niftin kipsulim mukdashin, they're only able to be redeemed as psulim mukdashin are. So we see from Shita Shmuel that even though they were purchased with new shkalim and they have kedushas aguf because they were designated as a carbon tamid, no problem. We're makel with them that we could redeem them as is. They could be a tam, they could be unblemished without a mum, and we're able to redeem them. Now the way that works is by a concept called lev bezin masna layin, literally translated the heart of bezdin, makes a tanai stipulation regarding them. In other words, bezin basically says, or built into this even without them saying it, is that if at the end of the year we have these carbonus left over and we need them for the new year, they actually lose their designation, they lose their status as a carbon tamid, they become, so to speak, free agents, and now we're able to be paid to them so they can be purchased with the new money. That's Shita Shmuel. Rabbi Yechon argues that no, we don't apply Lev Bezin Masna Leyen to this extreme, that they just lose their designation and that we could just be paid to them with them being a tam. We have to wait for them to get a mum, and only then we could be paid to them. Now once we have this machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon on what to do with leftover tamidin, Sigmar brings another machlokes. Haisiru Se'irim. Let's say a sa'ir. year, a goat that was designated as a carbon chatas, for example, the carbon bronner or shchaydesh, this carbon sibur, that was purchased with the old shkalim. Now we're in a new year, so we can't use it, obviously, but we want to be able to somehow be paid it and buy it with the new shkalim. Is that okay? What's done? So that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, im oilin, if a carbon oil is able to be redeemed like this, like kol shekein chatas, wouldn't we say for sure chatas is? We learned earlier in the Masechta that meiser chatas is an oila. So if we can do this to an oila, we can do this to chatas as well. Now, with that, Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, so Rabbi Zeira says, yiru, they have to be brought out to graze, they get a mum, and only then we can redeem them. Whereas Amar Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, he says differently, mekaitzin ben hasam mizbeach, we use this animal itself as an oila keitzam mizbeach. This animal was designated this year to be a carbon chatas. It's now the new year, we take it, and instead of using it as a chatas, we use it as an oila keitzam mizbeach. Now, Vakasha, the question is, yesh chatas krave oila? Could something designated as a carbon chatas just be brought as an oila? How does that work? From Rabbi Yossi, he answers, shanyi, this case is different. Shein carbon is sibur nikbayin el b'shchita. The designation of what this carbon sibur is considered is only set by its shchita. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying that in this case, Rabbi Yechon holds lev bezin masna layin, that this animal, which is originally designated as a chatas, doesn't actually fully get that designation. It's not officially considered a chatas until the shchita. And since now we're in a brand new year, we're able to say, again, based off of lev bezin masna layin, that this is an oila and not a chatas. Rabbi Chanani answers differently, but very similar. Tanai bezin hu, what's a tanai bezin? Alamay saros shikaru oilos. That if we have something extra left over at the end, that it can be brought as an oila. Not that it doesn't have a designation at all, except the moment it's shechted. That's a little bit too extreme, if you will. It is considered officially a chatas, but the tanai bezin is that if it happens to be left over at the end of the year, then it can be brought as an oila. Either which way, we see in both of these answers, according to Rabbi Yosi and according to Rabbi Chananya, they hold that Rabbi Yochanan applies this concept of lev bezin masna leyen only when we have an animal that was designated as a carbon, that it can be technically used as a different carbon, but not to the extreme that Shmuel holds, that even though it's designated as a carbon, no problem, you could just be paid it and not even use it as a carbon, transfers Kedushan to money, and then repurchase it with brand new money. The lev bezin masna leyen doesn't go that far, according to Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to stop here for the day. I'll be back tomorrow with Halacha Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.